Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot going on. About an hour from now, we've got our friend John Reed, who's going to join us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor and the former host of Richmond's Morning News. Yeah, it is nice to see that John last night had the debate that he's been waiting for with Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, it was only missing, well, Ghazala Hashmi. But they created an AI Ghazala Hashmi. And again, it wasn't a fictional Hashmi. It was just a technical Hashmi, if you will. They took all of her statements throughout the years, all of her positions, fed them into AI, I don't know, ChatGPT, whatever it was. And the response from the screen there was what she has said about those issues throughout the years. I thought it was pretty powerful. I thought it was pretty effective. So we'll chat with John again about an hour from now. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're dealing with as we head through the afternoon. I got a couple of little snippets here I've got to let you hear from the debate. The AI debate. Minimum wage. You know, this is one of those, it's one of these left-wing things, and it's been put together by people who have less of an understanding of math than I do. Let me tell you something. If you do math at a lower efficiency level than I do, boy, you're not very good at it. And it's been put together by people who I have to think never, ever, ever took a basic economics course. So take a listen to cut number one, Hashmi on minimum wage.
I support raising the minimum wage to at least $15 and establishing an alignment of wages with inflation and cost of living. I have championed efforts to increase the minimum wage and supported legislation to eliminate minimum wage exemptions. When workers receive a living wage, those dollars go back into the community, supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs.
So, ma'am, let me explain this to you. And I can't make it rhyme, and I know that your background is as a poetry professor, so you probably have an affinity for that whole rhyming thing, but I can't do that. Here's what I can do. I can explain to you, when you say you're going to raise wages, what really happens. Well, I'm going to raise them to at least $15 an hour. Well, ma'am, I wouldn't stop there. I would raise them if you're just looking to raise them because, well, you want to raise them, then raise them to $50 an hour or $100 an hour. Exactly the same things will happen. The cost of other things will go up to meet those artificially inflated wages. You're trying to make people feel good about not having a lot of money. You're trying to save the people who are making, I don't know, say $10 an hour. Wow. What can you buy with $10 an hour? And they're going to say, well, I work an hour, I make $10. I take that $10 and then I go to, oh, I don't know, McDonald's. And I get myself a Big Mac, and I get a drink, and I get fries. How much does that cost you? It's about $10. Okay. So 1 hour of work equates to one lunch. Yeah. Now, I want you to think, if you made $15 an hour, how much could you buy? Well, clearly, I'd be able to buy 1.5 of those lunches. Except it doesn't work that way. Because as your wage goes up artificially, the person who owns, say, the McDonald's has people who are making, well, now an artificially higher wage. And in order to have any sort of a profit, and that is the goal when you have a business, your goal in a for-profit business is to generate profits. And if your labor costs increase, do you know what happens? The cost of whatever it is you are selling or offering increases. So even though that person who was making $10 an hour and could afford one meal at McDonald's based on 1 hour of labor, now they're making $15 an hour, and their hour of labor still translates into the one meal at McDonald's. And I'm just using that as the clearest example and the simplest example, but that's what happens when you artificially raise wages. And it continues to happen in everything. Everything that you think now, well, now I'm going to have lots of money. You're not going to have lots of money. Don't look at the dollar figure. Look at the purchasing power. Has your ability to purchase anything increased, or have you somehow, some way, artificially gotten a higher number for your income? And if you're having difficulty figuring that one out, let me give you some help. It is the latter, not the former. Look at your purchasing power. Well, everybody's going to have to pay more. Are they? Well, once again, put yourself into the role of someone who is running a business for profit. What is their goal? Their goal is to employ everybody. Nope. Their goal is to make a profit. Well, they'll just have to pay everybody more. Will they? Or will they say, all right, well, we'll give you your $15 an hour. And we'll give that other person over there their $15 an hour. But you know those other two people who used to work with you? Yeah, we're not going to have them anymore because we can't afford them anymore. So they lose their job. Now, you've got yours and you've got the higher wage. Okay. Remember what happens, though. Your purchasing power is not actually increasing, but you've got a higher wage now. You also have less people working with you doing whatever it is that you do, which means that your personal individual workload increases. Your job is going to get harder, and you're not going to see an increase in your purchasing power. Well, maybe you're still okay with that. I don't know. I'm just trying to explain the way this works. All right, what about electric vehicles? You know my position on them, right? I think they're really cool. I think the technology behind electric vehicles is absolutely brilliant and fascinating. But I don't want one. I have no interest in buying an electric vehicle. I would absolutely consider a hybrid at some point, because I think that's the best of both worlds. But, again, electric vehicles, pure EVs, if you want one, by God, you should buy one. If I don't want one, by God, I shouldn't be forced to buy one. But Ghazala Hashmi seems to think everybody should own an electric vehicle, whether they want it or not. Cut number two.
Wholeheartedly support an electric vehicle mandate. The effects of human-caused climate change are happening, and Virginia must address the climate catastrophes that face us. Reducing carbon emissions and transitioning to renewable energy sources are imperative for the sake of environmental justice.
Environmental justice. Excuse me, Senator, can I ask you one question? Yeah. What the hell does that mean? environmental justice. Justice for the environment? Well, I mean, look, I can't even begin to posit what that means. I have no idea what that means, which I think is okay, because I don't think she has any idea what that means. In fact, anybody who uses that language probably has absolutely, positively no idea what it means. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. It's crazy talk. Jeff, I demand toenail justice. Well, go for it, man. That doesn't mean any more than environmental justice. How about cut number three? How are we going to fund our schools, Ms. Hashmi?
I am for fully funding Virginia's public schools. Private school vouchers and tax breaks take money away from our public school system. School choice unevenly benefits wealthier families, which can afford the remaining private tuition costs. Meanwhile, less affluent families in public schools are left with fewer resources, thereby increasing educational disparity. I am committed to protecting public education for all Virginia schools.
Well, Ms. Hashmi, I too am committed to protecting public education. I absolutely am. I'm a product of public education. I believe in public education. That being said, I think you ought to pretend that you know where the city of Richmond is, or, I don't know, Virginia Beach or Norfolk or Newport News. I mean, you don't even know where you live, so it might be difficult. But seriously, find some place that is, shall we say, economically disadvantaged. That's one of the terms you like. Talk to those moms and dads. Ask them how they would feel about getting a voucher to take their kids out of the failing Richmond public schools and give them a chance at a real education, rather than using those children as your political prop, you cheap hack politician, you. Maybe you could pretend you give a crap about those kids and you care about those parents and you give them a chance. Just a thought. It's 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 423, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got a few more of these snippets from the AI Ghazala Hashmi. And it's simply a Ghazala Hashmi regurgitator is what it is. I don't want you to think that somehow, some way, that this is just a creation that debated with John Reed last night. It was everything that Ghazala Hashmi has said throughout the years. These are her opinions. These are her positions. And how do I say this nicely? She's a radical. She is an extremist. I don't want any part of her. And we haven't even begun to touch on her support for the Hamas crowd. You know, that's important to me. I think it ought to be important to you. We just saw for the first time a real peace of some sort coming to the Middle East, right? I mean, it's going to be bumpy and rocky and difficult because you're dealing with Hamas, who are barbarians. So tell me why a sitting state senator who wants to be the lieutenant governor is standing with the pro-Hamas crowd. Good God Almighty, that just boggles my mind. It's so weird. It's so twisted. But there it is. There it is. Well, we'll deal with a little bit more of Hashmi in just a couple of moments. I do want to remind you that John Reed is going to be jumping on at 5:05. We'll be chatting with John about the virtual debate, the AI debate last night. It is 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. But I don't want to ban them. I don't think that we have to collect them and burn them. I just think that you should act accordingly, appropriately, intelligently, thoughtfully, compassionately. Right? I mean, it's not It's not earth-shattering to say that some material is not appropriate for children. We do that all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That's why it's so weird to have someone telling us that your kids should be looking at porn on a regular basis because she thinks it's okay. Just twisted. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about the schools with Senator Hashmi, the AI version of Senator Hashmi, which is as close as anybody can get to the real Senator Hashmi. And if we are going to be honest, she sounds and looks better as AI than in real life. I just think she is spot on, this version anyway. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be with us at 5:35. I want to get the lowdown on this special prosecutor that has been appointed to investigate the J. Jones reckless driving conviction and the subsequent adjudication. He presented evidence to the New Kent County General District Court that 500 hours of community service had been completed. But as we now know, he completed that service, if you will, at his own political action committee. Now a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into that. This is breaking news, just came down a couple of moments ago, and on a dime, let me say this about my buddy Jeremy. Immediately, no hesitation, million other things going on. What does Jeremy do? Jeremy reaches out, gets the attorney general locked in because he's just that good. So, Jeremy, I appreciate it, man. I really, really do. So, Attorney General Jason Meares at 5:35. Lieutenant Governor nominee on the Republican side, John Reed, is going to be here at 5:05. Just enough time here, I believe, to get to our final Ghazala Hashmi AI-generated debater. Can we do cut number 5 where she explains the importance of having men in ladies' showers?
We need to look out for and protect the rights of our transgender children. They have a right to be addressed with pronouns of their own choosing. Boys identifying as girls have the right to compete on the playing field where they feel that they belong. Trans kids have the right to use the restrooms and changing rooms where they feel most comfortable. Last but not least, trans minors have the right to get the surgeries that they need so as to feel as though they're in the right body. To oppose the trans rights of children is to deny them their personhood, deny them their identity.
Yeah. Let me say this to you, ma'am. You don't actually have two pronouns. No, she doesn't, because Ala Hashmi doesn't have two pronouns. She has three. Let me share them with you. Bat, crap, crazy. She is a radical. She is an extremist. Now, you listen to what she just said. As far as she's concerned, the rights of the men outweigh the rights of your daughters. That's what she just said. That those men who want to be in a shower with your daughters should have their, quote, rights respected while your daughters are forced to shower with and change in front of men. That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. She also, of course, is endorsing surgery. Oh, well, every trans child should have any surgery they want. Okay. Where does that end, by the way? Because if you're 18 years old and you decide you want to cut off perfectly healthy body parts, I think you're nuts, but go ahead. Go for it. It's your body, right? Can we also allow the 10-year-old to get a full facial tattoo? Well, I mean, that's how they identify. Why should we stop that? Let's at least be consistent there, ma'am. How about other people? How about those kids, guys especially, boys especially, going, you know what? I'm not tall enough. Boys go through this. Some boys have the growth spurt at the end. Some guys, don't. That's a big deal when you're a young man. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not as tall as so-and-so. So what about surgery for that? Can we go in there and break some bones so that we can insert some sort of device to make them longer? Or can we cut tendons? I mean, there's got to be some way to deal with it from a surgical point of view, right? Shouldn't we do that? You're 18 years old. You want to do to your body what you want to do to it. I'm not going to step in the way. I may not agree with it. I may think it's insane and dangerous, but it is your body. You're right. But a 10-year-old? No. And Ghazala Hashmi thinks that your daughters should be subjected to naked guys. She's sick. It is 4:50. Oh, I'm sorry, 5:56. 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.